If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue our walk through Lent and as we prepare for the second Sunday of Lent. Let us listen to your word in a way that it enters into our hearts and becomes a word that changes our life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're looking at a powerful gospel reading. And this is one of the admonitions that Jesus gives to his followers, where he tells them that their righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And if it doesn't, they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, we need to ask what that means. Looking up in, first of all, you have to understand that the Gospels and the entire New Testament is originally written in Greek. The Old Testament is written in Hebrew. So we look at the Greek, and I don't speak Greek. However, I do understand Latin. And what you see in the early days, so I can through the Latin kind of understanding of the Greek. So, in the early days of the church, there were several saints. One of them was Saint Clement, and the other one was Saint Jerome, and they translated the whole Bible from Hebrew to Latin in the Old Testament, and from Greek to Latin in the New Testament. So, one of the resources I have here is Saint Clement's translation. And so when we see that word righteousness, see, that's the key word, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees. Well, what does that specifically mean? It means to act righteously. Well, St. Clement translated it as justice, meaning you have to live in a way that you are humble before the Lord and seeking his way. And if you aren't doing that, even if you may be following the certain rules, which what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing, then your righteousness will not supersede that of the scribes and the Pharisees, will not exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. But if you, take the scribes and the Pharisees being who they are, and you seek to follow the path that is deeper in following the Lord, that is humble before the Lord, and seeks to live as the Lord calls us, now you will be living at a level of righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And that righteousness, of course, another word for it is justice. We have to realize that the focus is Jesus saying that to the people who are listening to him. And the reason why that's important is that he's saying to them, and it's a plural you he's speaking to, he's saying to them these words, and so he's telling them that they need to live in justice or righteously. In other words, they're not saying you need to be focused on others and make sure they are living in righteousness or justice. He's saying that to us, and he's saying that to the people in his congregation there. Therefore, how do we focus on that? We don't focus on anyone else. We focus on ourselves. Are we seeking to live as the Lord calls us? Are we seeking to live as people of justice or righteousness? And that doesn't necessarily mean that we're focused telling everyone else how to live. It means that we're focused on how we are called to live. And that means we live in a way that is witness to our following Christ, to our obeying Christ, to our living Christ. And we can't do that, as I always say, without being people of prayer. So in doing that, we need to be people of prayer who pray and ask the Lord to transform us so we are living in a form of righteousness. That's really important today because you are finding many people who are living by a letter of the law like the Pharisees did, but they're not living the spirit of the law, which is what Jesus called people to do, to be humble before the Lord and obey him in the spirit of the law. So you'll have people, especially here in the Catholic Church, who are very critical of those who are seeking to live the gospel in the way that they are learning from the way the church teaches. This is especially with people who reject the Pope. Those people who reject the Pope are more like the modern day version of those who are following a letter of the law but aren't really rooted in the prayer that leads them to live the spirit of the law. And the way you can tell is they will talk about following different rules, but they'll never talk about prayer. And that's an essential thing. We have to be people of prayer. Speaking of prayer, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Probably the most important thing I need from my listeners is your prayers. Because what we want to do is we want to make sure that this broadcast or podcast, however you're listening to it, is fulfilling the purpose for which we want God to have for it. And obviously I can pray, which I do, but I'm asking you to pray too. If we are a community of prayers, we realize that those prayers are our foundation. And let those prayers guide you to support the program as best you would like. And the most important form of support you can do is your prayer. And that's important. So please, I'm going to ask you to do that. Please add our broadcast to your list or podcast, wherever you listen to it, to your list of prayers that it may continue to be an uplifting podcast or broadcast, an uplifting program that is living within the call that the Lord wants for it to you. So please consider doing that. And that would be something that I would really appreciate, as would all those who are equally praying and equally listening. So please consider that. So anyway, we're continuing this discussion. So what Jesus is saying is that your righteousness, your justice, has to exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. And you might say, but they're living at such a high level. Actually, it's the other way around. He's really saying they're not living at a high level. They think they are, but they're not. But that means that the people who will be following Christ humbly, seeking to do the will of God, may find themselves at odds with those people who are saying, we know better than you do. And that's an important distinction. That's a really important distinction. And because they don't. Remember what I said to you yesterday. St. Thomas Aquinas said that he learned more from adoration before the Blessed Sacrament than all the study he did. So, if you really want to live and be the righteous people the Lord has called you to do, you have to be people of prayer. And if you know all the rules of the church, but you give prayer a short shrift, if you just think, well, I have to follow these rules so I can get to heaven, you will never live to the level of righteousness that the Lord calls us. But if you are a person of prayer, then you will live deeply the level of righteousness the Lord calls you. And that's so important. It is so key. And this is something that I think a lot of people don't understand. And this is where one of my criticisms I have is when you have priests who do nothing but preach, and I've talked about this before, morality, and they don't build your ability to pray. If they're not calling you to pray and be people of prayer every Sunday when they're doing their homily, then they need to start doing that. We have to be people of prayer, and our prayer leads us to live as the Lord calls us to. It's not the other way around. So if you're focused on good behavior, but you're not focused on prayer, then you're going to not live your behavior to the level that Christ calls you to live your behavior. And this is something that the Pharisees did. The Pharisees believed they were living the way they're supposed to live, but Jesus is clearly saying, no, that's not true. We have to live at a very deeper, more profound way by being challenged by our prayer and bringing all our needs and wants and struggles and everything else to the Lord in prayer. And we have to trust that the Lord is working in this. So this is all essential. Now, one of the other things that you do in prayer is to stay close to the sacraments, because that's where the Lord is working through the sacraments in touching you in a very special way. Remember, for example, the sacrament of reconciliation is more powerful than 100 exorcisms. So knowing that, you know, attending confession, going to confession on a regular basis is so powerful. And people say, well, you're supposed to do that. Well, no, don't think of it as you're supposed to do that. Think of it as this is a powerful interaction with the Lord through His church that leads me closer to Him and helps me to grow in my faith. Never be afraid of going to confession. And never worry about, at least especially if you come to my church, never worry about what I'm going to say, whatever you're going to confess, because the important thing is, just as if you'd go to a doctor, is your healing. And confession and all the sacraments help you in your healing. There's also obviously the sacrament of the sick, which is important as well. And there's also the Eucharist. So there are all these various different sacraments that help you, that when you combine them with your prayer, they do powerful things and allow you to live the faith. And you take the challenges that you live, bring them to the Lord, and ask Him to guide you in how to live those challenges. So this is a real important passage. We're going to talk more on the second week of Lent. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.